head sinks in when I taste tequila. Baby, I still see a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. And investors responding after President Trump's 25% tariffs on imported goods from Mexico and Canada went into effect today. Stocks tumbling for a second day. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced 25% reciprocal tariffs on U.S. goods, saying the trade war is counterproductive, but Canada won't back down. He also spoke directly to Americans and put the blame on President Trump.
Your government has chosen to put American jobs at risk, at the thousands of workplaces that succeed because of materials from Canada or because of consumers in Canada. Or both.
Ukrainian President Zelensky speaking out since President Trump announced the U.S. is pausing military aid to Ukraine. It follows the diplomatic fallout last week. Zelensky says his country wants lasting peace. Crowds are celebrating Fat Tuesday in New Orleans, the pinnacle of Mardi Gras festivities in the Big Easy. This is ABC News. The measles outbreak in West Texas continuing to grow, and health officials are pushing to get more people vaccinated against the potentially deadly illness. Confirmed cases now rising to at least 158.
The vast majority of cases involve children 5 to 17 years old. Texas Department of State Health Services Commissioner Dr. Jennifer Shuford says that even as parents rush to get their kids vaccinated,
due to the number of suspect cases that we have right now, we do expect more confirmed cases.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., formerly a staunch critic of vaccines, says he now recognizes the vaccine's value in protecting kids. But he says the choice to get the shot is still a, quote, personal one. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Tennis superstar Serena Williams is back on the court, but this time the basketball court, and taking a shot at the WNBA. The 23-time tennis Grand Slam champion, now part owner of the Toronto Tempo. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Protect your home and auto with a bundle from Progressive so you can stop worrying about them and invent new things to worry about, like snakes in your bedroom. Sure, that sounds incredibly irrational, but now that we've mentioned it, you are a little worried. The odds of one snake, let alone snakes plural, are so slim. But you might want to check. Oh, you're not near your bedroom. Guess you'll just have to sit there and worry about it. So let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With the Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
rain ramps up tonight. As it flips to snow through the overnight, it's going to be heavy at times. We'll be waking up tomorrow morning to about 2 to 4 inches on the ground with another 1 to 3 left to go. And winds will be vicious, gusting up to 40 miles per hour, creating whiteout conditions. A winter storm warning starts at 9 p.m. tonight and lasts through 3 o'clock tomorrow. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 42.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature are staying on message. They want a tax cut done before the next state budget. Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August was on WISN-TV's Upfront program, and he said the one-time $4.6 billion state surplus is only here because Governor Tony Evers continues to veto tax cuts. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel reiterates his position on President Trump's pardons of those who took part in the January 6th Capitol attacks. Schimmel said Monday he supports the president's right to pardon, but he disagrees with Trump's decision to pardon those who committed violent acts against police during the attacks. And a Wisconsin Elections Commission audit found no voting machine errors in Donald Trump's win. The commission said they found no evidence that any of the voting machines used and audited in Wisconsin changed votes from one candidate to another or altered the outcome of any audited contest.
Fleet Farm's bucket sale is back. You know the drill. Pick up a Fleet Farm 5-gallon bucket for only $3.99. Then save 15% on everything you can fit inside, including clearance. That's right. Any qualifying items you can fit in the bucket are 15% off. So come on in and load up on savings during Fleet Farm's bucket sale. Now through March 5th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHealth.com/human spirit.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand, and Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, and Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. No injuries were reported from a house fire at W424 Pansy Pass in the town of Glencoe Saturday night. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, 2 off-duty first responders were driving through the area when they noticed the house on fire. The off-duty first responders went into the home, forced entry, and found a 50-year-old male resident asleep inside. They assisted the resident and his dog out of the house. Fire crews were able to extinguish the fire and contain it to one corner of the home. The fire is believed to have started from the area of a chimney on the side of the home. One person was injured when a truck caught fire at S-725 Highway Double B on Sunday afternoon. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, 25-year-old Brandon Fernholz of Mondovi and his father, 45-year-old Edmund Fernholz of Mondovi, were on their way home when they noticed smoke in the cab of the truck. A short time later, they noticed flames coming from the dashboard. Both men got out of the vehicle, and the vehicle went down an embankment and became fully engulfed in flames. The passenger did suffer a minor injury. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department responded to a car versus train crash at the 2200 block of Kruger Road. That crash took place early Sunday morning. When law enforcement showed up, they found the driver of the car with no injuries. Officials made contact with the train crew, with no one having injuries on the train. Preliminary reports by police say the car failed to yield to the train. The investigation into that accident is still ongoing. A new audit shows no errors on Wisconsin voting machines in the 2024 general election. The Wisconsin Elections Commission said local election officials audited almost 330,000 ballots by hand to validate voting equipment. Results showed there was no evidence of incorrectly counted or altered votes. 5 errors with Wisconsin ballots were found to be human error and not related to electronic voting equipment.
You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
No one was injured when a BNSF train caught fire in the village of Nelson Sunday night. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, BNSF notified authorities that the train would be stopping along Highway 25 and that the fire was located to one locomotive and that there were flammable materials in cars 17 cars down from the fire. Fire crews extinguished the fire and the train did continue on under its own power. The railroad crossing in Nelson was closed for 45 minutes while fire crews extinguished that blaze. Two people were injured and several others displaced after a fire in Chippewa Falls. Fire crews were called to the scene shortly after 5 a.m. Sunday on North Herschel Street. Two people were treated on the scene, with one going to a local hospital. Fire crews did rescue one cat from an upper unit of the building. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. However, estimates of the damage are at around $150,000. Two kids are safe after their father was arrested for OWI in Eau Claire. A Wisconsin State Patrol trooper pulled over David M. Young for speeding on Highway 312 at Jeffers Avenue Saturday and determined he was driving under the influence. He also had drug paraphernalia on him. Two children, one who was 4 years old and the other a one-year-old, were in the car. The kids were turned over to their mother, and Young was taken into custody. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel Monday said he supports a president's right to pardon, but disagrees with President Donald Trump's decision to pardon those who committed violent acts against police during the January 6th Capitol attacks. During a January visit to the state capitol, former U.S. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn said Schimmel is playing both sides with his comments on Trump's pardons. Schimmel is facing Dane County Judge Susan Crawford in the April election. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Applications for the upcoming elk season are now underway. Applicants are required to select either the Black River Elk Range or the Clam Lake Elk Range. Hunters can purchase an elk license application online through the Go Wild License Portal or in person at a licensed sales agent. The application fee is $10 and limited to one per person. Only Wisconsin residents can be issued an elk license, and only one authorization will be issued per person in their lifetime. Winners will be notified by early June. More information available at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-290-0258. 800-290-0258. 800-290-0258.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Rain ramps up tonight. As it flips to snow through the overnight, it's going to be heavy at times. We'll be waking up tomorrow morning to about 2 to 4 inches on the ground with another 1 to 3 left to go. And winds will be vicious, gusting up to 40 miles per hour, creating whiteout conditions. A winter storm warning starts at 9 p.m. tonight and lasts through 3 o'clock tomorrow. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 42.
The NFL's 2025 franchise tag deadline is this afternoon, 3 p.m. Central Time. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. All 32 NFL teams need to make their franchise designations by that deadline. Packers re-signed linebacker Isaiah McDuffie to a 2-year, $8 million contract extension yesterday. The deal could climb to $9.5 million with playtime incentives. University of Wisconsin well represented by their offensive linemen in the National Football League, and that number is expected to grow again this year. Guard Joe Huber expected to get a call during the 2025 NFL draft, and so too is teammate Jack Nelson. The bloodlines in the Nelson family are strong. Jack's father, Todd, played offensive line for the Badgers in the 80s, and his brother, Barrett, is currently on the team. Jack Nelson has been through some coaching changes in Madison. He was asked at the Combine how he would describe himself to NFL teams.
High-effort guy, experienced guy. I've got a good knack for just playing football in the moment. I've started 4 years at Wisconsin, played in the Big Ten, played a lot of good competition as well. So I'd say I'm an experienced, hardworking, intense player.
Bucks shoot for their third straight win when they take on the Hawks in Atlanta tonight. Bucks currently tied for fourth in the Eastern Conference with Indiana. Horizon League tournament tips off tonight. The Green Bay Phoenix hoping to play the role of Cinderella. They're in Oakland, Michigan to take on the Golden Grizzlies in opening round action. Green Bay just 4-27 entering play tonight. Baseball, the Brewers bolstering their starting rotation, signing left-handed starter Jose Quintana to a 1-year deal. 35-year-old made 31 starts for the Mets last season at a 3.75 ERA in more than 170 innings, and he didn't allow a run against the Brewers in a playoff stint last season. Cactus League Baseball, the Brewers fell to the Reds 5-4 yesterday. They'll take on the White Sox this afternoon, and the top 25 polls are out. College basketball, Wisconsin comes in at number 12, Marquette ranked number 20. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Leg to make her debut this weekend in Phoenix. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Live Fast Motorsports announced this week that longtime road racing driver Catherine Legg will make her debut in the NASCAR Cup Series in this Sunday's Shriners Children's 500 at the Phoenix Raceway in Arizona. The Guilford, England native has been competing in the upper levels of motorsports for nearly two decades, first in the old kart series and more recently in the IndyCar series, where she has qualified for the Indianapolis 500 the last 2 years. As far as stock car experience, she has raced in four Xfinity Series races between 2018 and 2023 and competed in this year's season-opening ARCA Menards Series race in Daytona. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Grapes are a lucrative alternative crop with the right space and growing conditions. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The two primary market opportunities are wine and table grapes as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Grapes to sell or for your own use can be a rewarding venture. Success hinges on things such as soil quality, the terrain, climate, and disease control. One of the most asked questions is, how much land do you need to grow a vineyard? Annie Claude is a fruit crops extension educator at the University of Minnesota. She says if you're growing varieties to sell for wine, you'll need anywhere from 2 to 10 acres. This is because larger volumes of grapes are more appealing to the wineries.
I talk to a lot of winemakers who say if someone approaches them with 5 acres of one variety, they're much more likely to start contracts with them and buy their grapes versus someone who has maybe half an acre of one variety, because when they're processing the grapes, it's a lot more efficient for them to be processing larger loads.
She recommends talking to the wineries in your area about the amount of grapes they would want to order. This will help determine the size of your vineyard. If you don't want to sell to wineries and plan to market the crop as fresh grapes for eating, you won't need as much land.
Think about your market. If you're somebody who sells mainly at farmer's market, maybe just plant a quarter of an acre. Maybe just plant a couple of rows and see how it goes. The point is, if you're selling to smaller local markets and you're selling fresh, you don't need to be thinking about, okay, 5 acres of grapes. You could do something like a quarter acre to 2, depending on your market, and still have enough.
Input costs are high at the beginning, but may become less in subsequent years. Fungicides are a significant cost, as you'll need to spray every week or two to keep hard-to-control diseases from destroying the crop. Learn more about starting a vineyard at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I gotta fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're gonna be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code TRAFFIC25.
43 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins from the Chippewa Valley Expo Center and the Eau Claire Farm Show with this midday market update. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit losses in the milk markets today as April milk down 49 now to 1760. May down 43 to 1773. June down 31 to 1745. July down 24 at 1724. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, barrels down 5.25 to 173. 40-pound blocks down 11.5 to 160.5. One trade a barrel, 11 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 9.5 to 225. Three trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1.25 to 118. Two trades on the day. And dry whey steady at 51. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, recovery now in the live cattle markets after the big losses, at least to start out to the day after the chaos with the 25% tariffs being imposed on Mexico, Canada, and China. Now, the live cattle complex, though, is still trading well, and one has to wonder, is it because that packers could need more domestic supply? Well, there's some speculation. Now, boxed beef prices have turned mixed. Although live cattle contracts are unfazed with the chaotic trade details of today, the feeder cattle contracts, though, continue to move mostly lower. And though buyer demand is strong in the countryside, this week's pressure is coming from technical factors, which seem to be, at least at the moment, the most relevant factor on trade's minds here. Now, hogs, though, as expected, is trading substantially lower as traders attempt to grasp the retaliatory actions that will come from Mexico, specifically following the 25% tariffs that was invoked on Mexico and Canada from the U.S. And until the trade chatters simmer, it's unlikely much else will matter to market participants. April live cattle now up $1.35 to $1.93.60. June up 82 cents to $1.88.92. August up 37 cents to $1.87.55. March feeder cattle down $2.05 to $2.71.97. April down $1.55 to $2.70.50. And May down $1.25 to $2.68.95. April hogs down $1.27 to $82.42. May down $2.02 to $85.65. June down $2.12 to $93.22. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower. Corn has oversold conditions as they intensify as the tariffs and retaliatory tariffs all do take effect, and the broad risk-off action does continue. Now, the soybean futures mostly lower. The meal is the downside leader in the product complex. Oil gave up their early gains as risk-off sentiment dominates. South America will continue to move forward with their harvest in Brazil, and also little change to Argentina as well. The daily export wire did see 20,000 metric tons of soy oil sold to unknown destinations. Wheat sharply lower on the risk-off type of trade. Weaker dollar providing no support so far. Moisture is expected to work across the plains at time with normal to above normal temperatures for the most part into the mid-month. The daily export wire did see 130,000 metric tons of white wheat sold to South Korea. March corn down 4.75 to 435.5. May down 5.75 to 450.5. July down 5.25 to 458.5. New crop down 5.5 to 445.75. March beans down 11.5 to 986.75. May down 12.25 to 999.25. July down 12 to 1013.75. New crop down 13.75 to 1005. March soybean meal down 420 to 285.90. And March soybean oil down 50 cents to 42.40. Chicago wheat marched down 13 and a quarter to 5.18 and three quarters. May down 11 and a quarter to 5.36 and a half. Minneapolis wheat marched down six, or down, or now steady rather, at 5.76. May down 7 and a quarter to 5.84. Energy markets today are also moving mostly lower. March crude oil down 33 cents to 68.04. May down 56 cents to 67.50. April and May gas both down a cent. April at 218. May also at 218. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number two diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The former NCGA chief is looking ahead for U.S. agriculture and trade opportunities. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
While John Doggett may have retired as CEO of the National Corn Growers Association, the longtime policy analyst is still keeping a close eye on what's happening in U.S. agriculture. He talks about things to focus on moving forward.
I think taking advantage of the programs that are in front of us are very, very important. And so making sure that those funds and those programs have some continuity and people can depend on them, I think that's very, very important. Secondly, what are we going to do about trade? 96% of the world's population lives outside the shores of the U.S. And we've expanded trade, but we need to expand it a lot more. Lastly, what are we going to do about labor? And you can't go in many places in this country and not see help wanted signs. And so what are we going to do about processing those hogs and that cattle and chickens? What are we going to do about harvesting crops? What are we going to do about milking cows? Those are all questions that are being raised, and we're going to have to deal with them, and we're going to have to deal with them with a long-term objective in mind.
Doggett says not advancing climate-smart agriculture as far as some of our trading partners could soon become an impediment to increasing trade opportunities.
That's the kind of thing you hear from developed countries, but the undeveloped countries, the countries that are not nearly as far along, that isn't a question they're asking, but I think that they could be asking that soon, and I think maybe they are going to be working on their climate smart programs as well. There's going to be some opportunities here to expand markets, to have different revenue streams coming into that farm or ranch that will help us be more viable, and I think that's really, really important.
Farmers can find out where they're at in terms of climate smart agriculture by making a stop at their local USDA service center.
I would say go into your local USDA office and find out what's available at that office, what kind of technical expertise is there, what kind of programs are they looking at. Talk to your land-grant university. There's a lot of really great research being done at land-grant universities now on climate smart ag. And there's just a wealth of information and data and things that people can take and use.
Former NCGA CEO John Doggett. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you,
We can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikans. The final approval for a new six-year contract agreement between the International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance was given by the ILA. The approved contract will run from October 1st of 2024 through September 30th of 2030. Almost 90% of the ILA members voted to approve the agreement. I'm pleased to announce that thousands of ILA longshore workers overwhelmingly supported the contract, and we now have labor peace for the next 6 years, said ILA President Harold Daggett, who served as the union's chief negotiator. Our ILA rank-and-file members not only are the greatest longshore workers in the world, but the strongest union anywhere. The agreement includes a record 62% wage increase, full protections against automation, a strengthening of the union's health care plan, and many other benefits. Daggett also praised his USMX negotiating counterpart, Paul DeMera, the lead management negotiator, for helping to bring about a settlement. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins was at Commodity Classic over the weekend, where she announced USDA's plan to distribute the economic disaster passed by Congress late last year. She also had a chance to walk the trade floor and met with leaders of the four primary commodities represented at the event, corn, soybeans, wheat, and sorghum. Collins announced that the $10 billion in economic assistance passed by Congress, the USDA has been working around the clock to get the process started. She announced that the economic assistance program would be called the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, or ECAP. Congress gave us 90 days to start distributing the first $10 billion in economic assistance, and we're on track to begin applications on or before March 20th, Rollins said. As for the review of the Environmental Quality Incentive Program and the Conservation Stewardship Program, along with the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program, Rollins said that they completed the review and have released the funds for those three programs. She said they're still reviewing other programs to make sure that they are focused on making American agriculture the most competitive in the world. A workshop for Wisconsin farmers who are direct marketing beef or considering it will be held April 11th from 1 to 4:30 at the Marriott Madison West in Middleton. The workshop's being offered by the Wisconsin Beef Council and is being held in conjunction with the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors annual convention. It'll be an opportunity to network with fellow beef producers who are direct marketing, as well as processors who play a key role in getting beef to consumers. Topics to be covered include pre-harvest influences on beef quality, guidance for customers on cutting instructions, labeling and inspection requirements, claims and terms in marketing, how to frame your product for profitability. Now, for more information on the program, just visit the Wisconsin Beef Council website to register. It doesn't take much movement in milk markets to shake up the dairy economy. Sarah Dorland, dairy market economist with Ceres Dairy Risk Management, she says any slight shifts in the supply of dairy can move the markets in one direction or the other. She talks about the possibility of tariffs and retaliatory tariffs limiting demand in 2025.
Yeah, I think people have been preparing for that since the result of our presidential election. That was something that President Trump had campaigned on. And certainly he makes good on a lot of his campaign promises. We saw what happened back in 2018. Similarly, steel and aluminum tariffs resulted in retaliatory tariffs on our dairy products. So that created some challenges in direct payments to farms in order to somewhat right the ship. So certainly folks have been gearing up. That's actually been really good for our trade data so far. We're moving a lot more product because folks don't want to be out of U.S. products during these times.
She says while the dairy industry is shipping a lot of products now, that could change drastically in the near future.
The concern is either A, we do get tariffs and things slow down, or B, we don't get tariffs and everybody's bought ahead and things slow down. So it creates quite a bit of uncertainty. I think there's a lot of question about the overall economies in these countries and if we push them a little bit too far or our own consumers slow down on buying. So I guess I would say right now, I think we're getting a little bit of the benefit of it. But down the road, there could be a swing back.
Sarah Dorland with the Ceres Dairy Risk Management. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Everybody in your crew identifies as either Big Mac Burger, McNuggets, or McCrispy Sandwich. But you're the Filet-O-Fish Sandwich all day. That crispy fish, that savory tartar sauce, that melty cheese, that pillowy bun. Yeah, you get it. Every time.
Right now, hurry in and get two Filet-O-Fish Sandwiches for just $6. And pair it with a refreshing Sprite. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Active weather over the next few days in our Real Country 1430 Ag weather forecast as a major storm system begins to move into the upper Midwest coming out of the plains. Now, it looks like rain will begin today and then that will change to snow. Winter storm watches do remain in effect for western Wisconsin. Travel impacts are likely Tuesday night through the Wednesday morning commute with whiteout conditions possible. Quiet weather is expected Thursday into next weekend, with temperatures gradually trending upward early next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a 90% chance of rain developing. We'll have highs in the mid-40s. East winds at around 5, shifting to the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, winter storm watch in effect, rain changing to snow. Snow may be heavy at times, with visibility of a quarter mile or less. 3 to 4 inches expected, lows upper 20s. Northeast winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 20 to 30. For Wednesday, snow in the morning and blowing and drifting snow throughout the day. We'll have temperatures in the upper 20s, north winds at 20 to 30, gusting to 45. For Thursday, mostly sunny, highs upper 30s. Friday, sunshine, highs mid-30s. Saturday, sunny, highs in the upper 30s. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs upper 30s. Monday, sunshine, highs upper 40s.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the Eau Claire Farm Show. Thank you to our Farm Show sponsors, including Bruner Seeds, Elsevia Co-op, Anibis Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, Amplify Health, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Farm Show continues until 3 o'clock today. Come on over to the Farm Bureau booth, because if you are into canning like Rhonda is, they have supplies for you. Katie Raddatz joins us and Richards joins us. And Katie, you have lids and lots of lids.
Lots of lids. We had a generous donation from Blaine's Farm and Fleet for Wisconsin Farm Bureau to partner with them and hand out canning lids. So we do have plenty of regular mouth lids. We do have some wide mouth, but for all of your canning needs, come visit us at Wisconsin Farm Bureau booth.
What are some of the other things with Farm Bureau that's happening right now?
Yeah, well, right now we do have, for current members, we do have a new member database. Come get signed up. You can have access to your own Farm Bureau information, our member benefits. We are giving our members that come and get signed up on that new member portal $10 gift cards to either Farm and Fleet or Culver's. We do also have the Farm Neighbor Care program that we have at Wisconsin Farm Bureau, kind of partnering with the Wisconsin Farm Center. We do have some information there, some stickers, some magnets to get that information out there to make sure that our farmers' well-being is being taken care of, especially as we're kind of coming into to road bans and planting season and that type of thing. So stop on out and come visit us. We'd love to talk to you about what Farm Bureau can do.
I know that the Farm Neighbors Care Program, the stickers that we have, they have a QR code on them, and even in the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, and that's kind of the thing, you've worked with a lot of the sheriff's departments and that, they have these so that if they're on a call, they can talk to that person, say, you know what, why don't you, here, take this, let's scan the QR code, here's some help for you.
Right. It's just a little thing, but you might shove it on your window. Our sheriffs can shove it on their window so that it's there if you need it. You can scan the QR code. It has all the contact information that you would potentially need. We're just trying to get that information out there. So it's there. And if you see it, you can quickly access it.
So, again, come on over to the Farm Bureau booth here at the Farm Show. If you're like Rhonda and you're into canning, yep, she's got a whole bunch of canning lids already. If you need some, they got them here at the Farm Bureau booth here at the Eau Claire Farm Show. I'm Brian Winnikins on WRDN.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sunday paper with her. There was the girl on the social page, looking in love and all engaged. We decided she don't take a very good picture. It may be my family's redneck nature of it all, bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. I drew horns and blacked out her tooth with a marker. Childish, yes, but she made such a thin little target. I couldn't be happier on my own, but I've got the slightest of a jealous bone, and seeing her with him tends to enlarge it. Well, it may be my family's redneck nature of it all, bringing out a lady like me. Hey, it sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize a winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. Tooth. Did I mention I don't particularly care for
her? Baby, why don't we just turn that TV off? Bad news on. Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance? Just a little bitty living room ain't gonna look like much. But when the lights go down and we move the couch, it's gonna be more than enough for my two left feet and our two hearts beating. Nobody's gonna see us go crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air. Baby, why don't we just dance? Your best dress on and those high heel shoes you love. news as soon as the tunes come on. On second thought, just the way you are is already driving me crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
I'll cut her up.
Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. So, baby, why don't we just dance? We just dance.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Mind if I sit down? Can I buy you around? Haven't seen your face before. Are you new in town? It's the same old lie. Pretty place. There's a pair of flying eyes and a set of keys. He says, come be a star in the backseat of my car. Oh, but baby, slow down, you're going way too far. If you're not in it for love, if you're not willing to give it all you got, if you're not in it for life, if you're not in it for love, let me make it clear to you, my dear. You're not in it for love, I'm out of here. Babe, I can change your world, make you a cover girl. Yeah, you could be a easy plane in a magazine. Now tell me what's your style.
You're not in it for love.
is where my heart is still beating, and I don't know when I'll see her again. I hate to see her cry when I'm leaving, but now I'm a thousand miles away again, and she feels like Caroline. I'm never coming home, but I miss her pretty smile, and I'm coming back in a little while. But I'm a thousand miles away again, and she feels like Carolina, looks like California, shiny like those New York lights on Broadway. When she looks back, shiny like those New York lights on Broadway. When she looks back, I'm behind her. I'll always be there for her. She makes me feel like home's not so far away. Carolina, California, like home's not so far.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
He was on his way home from Candletown. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went on to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing? Wolo said, sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy Seth. Now he got mad and he saw red, and he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your sword to no backwoods Southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hand. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home cause he didn't live far, you see. And he didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, his
Slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse, came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. The Georgia Patrol was making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag him down. A big belly sheriff grabbed his gun and said, "Why'd you do it?" Judge said guilty on a make-believe trial. Slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile and said, "Supper's waiting at home and I've gotta get to it." That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your southern old backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got blood stains on his hands. Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town. That's one body that'll never be found.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and President Trump addresses a joint session of Congress tonight, outlining his economic plans along with foreign policy. That includes efforts to end Russia's war in Ukraine. After